Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan Independent School District. A much more pleasant Sandy compared to the one that hit the East Coast.
That's right. I'm sorry for all those headlines, but I did see, I told you earlier, that Sandy is responsible for lower gas prices in Texas. So there you go. Happy to help.
Glad to see our tax money at work. So what's happening in the district?
Well, we've got a couple of things I wanted to pass along to the listeners. This Saturday, we will be hosting the National Association of Military Marching Bands. This is a contest that's going to be at Merrill Green Stadium this Saturday. The first band steps off at 2:15, and there will be an entire afternoon of military-style marching from various bands, including the Texas A&M Fighting Aggie Band. They will be marching an exhibition at 7:30 p.m. Admission is $3 at the gate. And this is, again, a national association, and we're excited to be hosting this at Merrill Green. And if we can get lots of people out there, we may have a good chance of hosting it again. So it's a good thing for our community.
How did that happen?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure exactly how it happened, except that we've got some very involved band directors who probably jumped at the chance to host this. So we're happy to do that.
And did you say how many bands are participating?
I don't know the number, but if the first band starts at 2:15 and we've got the Aggie Band at 7:30, that sounds like there's going to be quite a few bands. So,
And again, I guess half my head's not working. Is there an admission charge?
$3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad deal at all.
That's right. That's right. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. The Rudder FFA program has been doing a lot of great things lately. And recently we had a welding team from there that took top honors. They were named the first place school in a Harris County Youth Expo welding contest. And just mention their names real quickly. There were three young men, Gavin Schultz, Garrett Marchant, and Cody White. They comprised the first place team. And Gavin was also named the fourth place fastest torch in the West. So I'm not sure what he had to do with that, but he must have had to do it in a hurry. So congratulations to them. And then also two other Rudder FFA members. I've been talking about them for a while because they had a project that they started back in the spring, I guess it was, and they won a state. They won first place in state with that project about hatching eggs, and now they have won a national recognition for that. They were named sixth in the nation for their project at the recent National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. And if you want to see pictures of those two, I put them on our website, Facebook pages, and those are good honors for those kids, doing a lot of good things at FFA and at Rudder.
And that's a huge organization.
It is, and I was talking with one of the sponsors there a while back about, you know, Rudder's only been in existence now, what, five years, and their membership has increased like 400% since they started, so they've been doing a lot of good things out there.
All right, and we have an archery program, and SFA needs some help.
We do. I don't normally come on here and talk about groups that need funds to help get going, but this is a little bit unusual. At SFA Middle School, we have an archery club now. And one of our teachers, Naveen Kuna, is sponsoring it. And he just got a $500 grant from the Texas Archery in Schools program to get this going. They meet twice a week, and these are 6th through 8th graders. And they are currently using borrowed bows, borrowed recurve bows from a Boy Scout ranch. And so they don't have any equipment of their own. So they're hoping to accumulate at least $1,000 more to purchase compound bows to keep this archery club going. So this is a sport that maybe not everybody has been exposed to. It's a, you know, I know a lot of bow hunters. I have them in my family, but I think this would be a worthy thing if there's any businesses out there or individuals who are interested in seeing our kids get some activity like this. They are welcome to contribute to the cause.
Much has been said, and I'll get on the soapbox anytime about the benefit of extracurricular activities, regardless of whether it's athletics or academic or performance.
That's right. We know for a fact from studies that kids who are involved in extracurricular activities are more likely to be more successful in school, stay in school. So we're always looking for things to get the kids interested in, and I think this is a good one.
Again, a reminder, as Sandy just pointed out, more on the Bryan School District's Facebook page and website, bryanisd.org.
That's right. Follow our superintendent on Twitter.
For sure. You just never know what's going to come out of his I haven't compared his hands to mine. I know I just have the smallest hands.
Well, he types in a hurry, so forgive him for any typos, but he's out on the campuses every day, and it almost always includes a picture. In fact, I was with him on several campuses yesterday, and we found every classroom we went into. We were at Hammond Oliver Annex. We were at Hammond Oliver High School. Bryan Collegiate, every classroom we walked into, he was taking a picture because kids were just totally involved in what they were learning yesterday.
That is terrific. As always, thanks for the terrific update, too.
Thank you.
Sandy Fairs, the Bryan School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.